Trachoma is a potentially blinding eye infection that we know affects some of Australia's remote Indigenous communities in particular. We are, in fact, the only developed country where trachoma still exists. But in northern Africa, Ethiopia is in the grips of a trachoma crisis. It's estimated that 800,000 Ethiopians are affected and potentially millions more are at risk of contracting this disease. The infection causes scarring so severe that the eyelid turns inward and eyelashes begin scratching the cornea. That eventually causes blindness if untreated, and it can be an absolutely excruciating path to losing your sight. The Fred Hollows Foundation is launching a campaign to try and draw attention to the trachoma crisis in Ethiopia, and Brian Doolan is the CEO of the foundation. He joins us now from Oromia, a province in Ethiopia, one of the worst affected areas, in fact. Brian, thank you very much for joining us again on Breakfast.
G'day, Fran.
Brian, just give us, I had some figures there, but give us in your words, from what you've seen so far, a sense of the scale of, I don't think crisis is too strong a word for what we're talking about here in Ethiopia.
Look, it is absolutely a crisis, Fran. Look, it's not a war, it's not an earthquake, but it's a quiet emergency. And as you say, there are 800,000 people in the advanced stages of trachoma at the moment. And if we don't get them with surgery over the next 12 to 18 months, those people will go irreversibly blind. We're working in a province called Oromia. And in that province alone, there are some 32 million people. There are 200,000 people in that province alone that need the surgery. And it's absolutely urgent. I mean, this is not an academic thing. This is a reality. These people will go blind if we can't get to them.
And Brian, why do people go blind? What are the conditions that lead to an outbreak of trachoma like this? Why is Ethiopia so badly affected?
Well, basically, trachoma is an infection of the eye. It's mainly passed through children. You can treat it with an antibiotic in the early stages, and the antibiotic is effective in getting rid of the infection, but then reinfection will occur if you can't wash your face, basically, and if there's not good sanitation facilities. And that's the reality on the ground in Ethiopia. At the moment, there's not access to clean water to just wash the face.
Are you there, Brian? Hello, Brian Doolan, can you hear me? I think we may have lost Brian Doolan. I can sort of hear that. We've had a lot of trouble with his phone line, so we might see if we can get him back, because this is absolutely it's a critical medical issue, and it's one that Australia has really strong links with through the Fred Hollows Foundation. And Brian was there talking about this trachoma crisis in Ethiopia. The conditions there are ripe, because what it's often caused by is a lack of clean water, it's poor sanitation, crowded living conditions, the sharing of clothing, bedding, all of that sort of thing. And what the Fred Hollows Foundation teams are doing there, as they've done so successfully in so many countries around the world, is they move in with surgical teams to perform surgery. And it's quite a simple surgery once it's doing. It costs about $54, I think, per person, the actual cost of performing this treatment. But they also give people antibiotics, and they also build toilets and water schemes. So this is a launching a charitable push, really, to donate to Fred Hollows at the moment, the Fred Hollows Foundation, to try and give some more money for this critical campaign in Ethiopia. And on that front, Coast Trek is happening today. That's a big fundraiser. 3,000 Australians and Sydneysiders will walk in Coast Trek to raise money. They hope to raise $3 million, and that money goes directly to this trachoma work. I think we may have Brian back on the line. Brian, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am, Brian.
Brian, just in a couple of minutes we've got left, you were talking just about the need for sanitation. I know Fred Hollows are there on the ground at the moment performing surgery, but you're also working on the sanitation and providing clean water, aren't you?
Yes, we are, Fran, because people need clean water to be able to wash their faces, and sanitation stops a spread of flies that spread the disease. So today I've been out where we've put a well in, and that's serving 30 families. It's a demonstration project the government can copy. I've also been to a school where we've put some toilets in. That school has been there for 10 years and there's been nowhere for the kids to go to the toilet. So we're not a water and sanitation NGO, but we are trying to demonstrate the way you can attack the face washing and the environmental change which is needed to control trachoma.
And Brian, you are in fact a surgical NGO. That's what Fred Hollows Foundation does. It goes to places in Australia and around the world to do exactly this, perform trachoma. But one of your big elements of the Fred Hollows method, if you like, is to train local people to perform these eye procedures. Have you had a chance to see any of the clinics? How is that training going? Is there capacity on the ground to be trained to deal with these numbers of trachoma, people suffering trachoma?
Yes, look, absolutely. Working with our local partners in the health department here in Ethiopia, so far in the last 12 months, we've treated over 7 million people. That's 7 million people we've been able to get the antibiotics to. We're currently training surgeons and we're training mobile surgical teams to go out, to go to where people are and to perform the surgeries in classrooms, in tents, in whatever facilities are available. I mean, Fran, it is a real crisis. And it's kind of, you know, we're doing everything we can and we urgently need support. We urgently need people to give support to stop, you know, 800,000 people going blind over the next 12 to 18 months.
And just in the minute we've got left, P, you can raise some money today. Fred Hollows Foundation Coast Trek is on. How important is the millions that is now raising every year for this kind of work?
Oh, look, it's absolutely vital, Fran. There are 3,500 people walking today. I'm from Palm.
Are you there, Brian? Hello, Brian.
There are 3,500. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, 3,500 people walking from Palm Beach.
Okay. Palm Beach to Balmoral, and some others from Coogee to Balmoral, and they'll raise somewhere around $2.5 to $3 million, and that money is going to go to work really quickly, in places like Ethiopia and other places around the world. We're trying to end avoidable blindness.
All right. Well, Brian, good luck with the work there that all you and your team are doing. Give them our best and our support, and I'm sure people will respond to this call. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Brian Doolan is the CEO of the Fred Hollows Foundation, joining us there from Ethiopia. And you heard him. Coasttrek.com.au is one way you can give to this cause. 3,500 people setting out right now on this 55-kilometre walk. It's not easy. A couple of the old Brekkie Trekker team that joined me on the walk a few years ago, Margie and Leah, heading out with Queenie and the Stingers. That's the name of their team. If you want to support them, Queenie and the Stingers or anyone, coasttrek.com.au. And that money, as Brian Doolan told us, will go to help directly on the work on the ground in Ethiopia. Yeah.